I'd like to start out by wishing all the fathers here today a happy Father's Day. John Paul II, Saint John Paul II, he said that a father has one job and only one job, and that is to live the very fatherhood of God. That's it. No big deal. To live the very fatherhood of God. At a time when so many think that greatness is measured by status or wealth or possessions or titles, both the scriptures, the church, and Jesus himself remind us that a truly great man is measured by the extent to which his children and grandchildren better know and understand God by the way he lives his life. A priest buddy of mine told me a story about his dad, which I think models this fatherhood of God. His dad was the CEO of Chrysler in the 70s, and apparently Chrysler had money problems back then as well. And for 6 straight weeks, he was in Washington, D.C., meeting with the Carter administration to secure a loan in order to save the jobs of 250,000 employees. Every night, for 6 straight weeks, he had to be in D.C., and every night he could have stayed in D.C. in an apartment, he could have got a hotel, but every night he flew home just to see his family, sometimes for an hour, 2 at the most. A father makes his wife and children feel safe, secure, and loved. This same man, while in the midst of meetings, sat down with a prominent man who told him that they would probably not get the loan unless the administration at Chrysler changed. And so my buddy's dad said, "Are you trying to tell me that if I resign, we'll get the loan?" And the man sheepishly bowed his head and said, "Yes." And so my buddy's dad immediately said, "Well, it's easy. I resign now." And so in doing, he saved 250,000 people their job. No going away appreciation party, no severance package. Almost certainly those 250,000 employees never even knew that the man did this. To lead is to serve. And to sacrifice, to lay down our lives for others, as Jesus said, to pick up our cross daily and to follow him. And finally, and maybe most impressively, this man every day would go to daily mass. And each night his son remembers seeing him kneeling at his bedside, saying his prayers. I think that this man exemplifies Christian fatherhood. Why? Because he simply lived like Christ. Christ calls us today in the gospel to lay down our lives for others. And this is what this man did. But moreover, I think this man knew Jesus and he took him at his word. Jesus wasn't somebody on the side. He wasn't an afterthought in his life. Jesus to this man was God. And this man put him at the center of everything he did. He modeled his life off of Christ. This man lived the gospel message that we are given today. And today in the gospel, we are given probably the most peculiar question ever asked to mankind. Jesus looks at his disciples and he says to them, "Who do people say that I am?" If you notice in the answers, not one of them is, "Well, they say you're Jesus." It's something more. But the crowd gets it all wrong. But no other religious leader would have asked this question, "Who do people say that I am?" He's not asking, "What do people think about my teaching? What impact is my spiritual program having on my disciples?" He's saying, "Who do people say that I am? My being." Buddha never would have asked that. He would have said, "What do people think of the Eightfold Path of Buddha?" Muhammad never would have asked it. He would have said, "What do people think of the revelation that the angel gave to me, that I gave to them?" But Jesus Jesus asks it. Because at the heart of the Christian faith is not the teaching of Jesus. At the heart of the Christian faith is not the programs that Jesus set up. At the heart of the Christian faith is a person. Jesus himself. The first thing that we should notice in the gospel is that what most people think, that is the general consensus, is wrong. It's always wrong. Wrong about God, wrong about fatherhood, wrong about human happiness. And that's why I don't get why we pay so much attention to the media, to the message of the world. It's always wrong. It's almost as Jesus saying, what does Fox News say about me? Well, they say you're John the Baptist, risen from the dead. Wrong. Or Elijah. He went off in a chariot. We knew he had to come back. Here he is. Wrong. Or maybe a prophet. What a grave underestimation of Jesus. The whole range of opinions on who he is, all of them wrong. The world never understands who he is. Because the world is always focused on the self, and Jesus is focused on the other. In fact, the world wants him to be something less than God. Because if he's God, that changes everything. If he's John the Baptist risen from the dead, great, he's got some good teaching. If he's Elijah come back, awesome, he was one of the prophets of the Old Testament. If he was just another prophet, great, he's got some spiritual message, take it or leave it. But if he's God, there's no taking it or leaving it. Because what he says is true. So either today, my friends, either he is God or he's not. And as C.S. Lewis said, either he is Lord, lunatic, or liar. So either he's the Lord God himself, he's a crazy man because he pretends to be God, or he's just simply a madman. And a liar, and a very dangerous man. So after not getting the right answer from the crowd, he looks to his apostles, the ones who are closest to him. Surely they know him. Who do you say that I am? Nobody knows. Everybody's kind of unsure about this mysterious person of Jesus. Until Peter speaks up and says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. What is Peter really saying? Jesus, you are the Messiah, but not just a political figure. He adds that little extra line that changes everything. You are the Son of God. And it is on this point that Christianity stands or falls. And it is this point that the church stands or falls. And it is on this point that the Christian disciple stands or falls. Who do you say that he is? A man who ate, walked, lived a normal life of a man, proclaimed, I am your destiny. I am the one through whom all things were created. I am God. If you believe this, you're a Christian. If you don't, you're not. Therefore, the decision to believe or to not believe this truth about Jesus becomes the greatest decision of our existence. No other choice that society could propose or man could imagine has this value. If he is God, then he is truth. And to not listen to him is to not listen to the truth of who we are and what we were created to be. It is to miss the very meaning of life. This is huge. It's huge. The father I mentioned earlier, he believed this truth. He believed that because Jesus was God, he ought to model his life after his and make him the priority of his life and that of his family's. And without question, right now, the biggest crisis we have in America is a crisis of fatherhood. A crisis of masculinity. What a legacy many of our fathers have left us. And even if they haven't left us a legacy, you who are dads or who will be dads someday, you can leave your children and grandchildren with a legacy. So many dads are focused on themselves. So many dads aren't taking Jesus at his word. So many dads are not picking up their cross daily and following him. And people are dying because of it. Children are dying. Sons and daughters are broken. And the hinge pin to the legacy of every father will come down to the answer of the question posed today in the gospel. Men, either you will answer with Peter, and you will say, Jesus, you are God, and I give my whole life to you, and I dedicate my family to you, and I will make the priority of my life making sure that my children know you, and that they know you specifically by the way I live my life. Or you will answer with the crowd. He's a good teacher. He's a nice guy. Had some great things to say. Lived a good life. And then you'll go back to doing whatever you want to do. One answer will lead to you becoming a man of virtue, of character, of integrity and faith, who will reveal not only to us, but to your family, the fatherhood of God. The other will lead you to becoming a man who is only interested in his ego, his job, his toys, and his vacations. There's no in-between today. And so, fathers, who do you say that he is?